What's fair? Well, Congress decided that it was $7.25 an hour. Why is it not $7? Why is it not $14? They're trying to decide what's fair. Well, in the original sense of the word, it was how you go about earning your job that would be the rules of fairness, not what you actually earn as a wage. I'm Bart Wilson. I'm the Donald P. Kennedy Professor of Economics and Law at the Economic Science Institute of Chapman University. And by trade, I'm an experimental economist. I'm somebody who builds little worlds in the laboratory and recruits my undergraduates to come participate in them for money, and I observe what they do. And so instead of building economic knowledge from first principles, I'm building it from observation, using controlled confines of the laboratory to test and predict how people will behave. People use this word fair a lot, and economists started using it a lot in the 90s. And I just didn't quite know what they meant by it, but yet they seemed to know what they meant by it when they said it. I came across this linguist, Anna Wierzbicka, and she had written a whole chapter on the origins of this word fair. The word fair is an Anglo concept in the sense that there's no one-to-one translation of that word into any other language. Other languages like German will use the same word for just as they do for fair. And they might also use the same word for equitable as fair. Well, that's 3-to-1. So if they have a same context and you're German, you're gonna just use that word. But in English, we won't use the word the same. A different context, we might say, it doesn't feel right to use the word just. So one of the examples is that teachers are considered to be fair or unfair. You don't complain about your teacher being unjust. That just doesn't quite work. And so that fact that the words don't quite work the same means that we use them to connote something very particular. Fair is applied to situations in which there are tacit rules governing your behavior. And that means there's a wide bounds in which you can make your decisions, but then there are some bounds that you can't cross. The concept of fairness comes out of a system of rules. And I think mostly kind of tacit rules when you're talking about personal social interactions, much more formal when you're talking about baseball. It's interesting that the original antonym of fair was not unfair, but foul. And I think that brings out what fair play is about. So once I kind of had this idea of what the current meaning means and involves rules and communities thinking about the problem, I did some further work of trying to understand how this definition has evolved. I went to the first dictionary of the English language, which Samuel Johnson published in 1755. And he listed the definition of fairness as honesty, candor, and ingenuousness, which is not how we use it right now. Unfair as disingenuous, not honest, or subtilis, which I didn't know what it meant, so I had to look that up. And that comes from the Latin literally meaning under deceit. Again, not how we use the word today. And what Samuel Johnson is known for is giving really good examples of the usage of the word at the time. And the example he cites comes from Jonathan Swift in a letter to his friend Mr. Pope. He says, "You come to me like an unfair merchant to charge me with being in your debt." So his prime example of the word unfair involves commerce, a merchant. And it turns out that's what the word unfair was used for generally in the 18th century, was to deal in business connections and business relationships. But what does it mean to be a dishonest merchant? It means to pad the scales, kind of to gyp the customer. And so fairness meant, what are the rules of how you treat your customers? And it's coming down to the means. We're interested in how you go about what you do when we apply the word fair or unfair. I think public policy now has kind of changed that meaning, and the meaning has come to the ends. An example is minimum wages. So when Congress passed the last minimum wage bill, which I think was 2007, it was called the Fair Minimum Wage Act. Okay, what's fair? Well, Congress decided that it was $7.25 an hour. Why is it not $7? Why is it not $14? they're trying to decide what's fair. Well, in the original sense of the word, it was how you go about earning your job that would be the rules of fairness, not what you actually earn as a wage. And I think for public policy, a lot of people are using the word fair to look at the ends. Economists tend to focus on equity when they talk about fairness. And one of my critiques is that we got to get away from that. Fairness means a lot more than that, than just equity. It's about the rules of the game. And that's because fairness can change from situation to situation. And so, so an example of the ultimatum game. In the ultimatum game, one person is designated as the proposer and is given a set of money from the experimenter and asked to decide how to divide that between himself and another person. Once the proposer has made that decision, let's say it's $10, decides to split it six for himself, four for the other person, the responder, the second person, decides to accept or reject that offer. If the responder accepts the offer, they take their money and go home. If the responder rejects the offer, neither gets anything. A robot will take anything. Anything is greater, you know, one is better than nothing, so a robot would accept that, and another robot knowing that could compute, therefore I offer one. Humans will see $1 and be offended by that and say no. If you just bring people in and randomly assign them to be the proposers and the responders, the modal offer is around half the pie, $5. But if you first bring in people and you give them a quiz, and the people who score best in the quiz get to be the proposers, the offers are much lower, and they're accepted. The rejection rates don't go up. So people, all of a sudden, what is fair now is different, and it's not equal anymore. So now the modal offer is shifted down. So fairness is still involved, but it's not equitable anymore. So if you earn the right, people feel more entitled to what they've been given. I think that's an important element, that when we put some of ourselves into what we're doing, we expect to have control over it. And other people expect you to do that and will respect you for doing that. What we find from running experiments on fairness in the laboratory is that our notion of it varies pretty substantially depending on the circumstances. People are very sensitive to the social context in which they're making the decisions. And so our notions of what's fair can vary pretty dramatically. We don't work towards a more fair society consciously. We do it subconsciously, and we do it all the time, in the sense of we're interacting with our friends, family, neighbors, and if somebody goes outside the bounds of fair play, we say something. When somebody asks too much of somebody else, we say, you can't do that. And we do that all the time. We jointly, as groups of individuals, decide what's good and proper for us. In that sense, it's a very local, community-type concept. The government shouldn't be involved in that. People are different. Communities are different. And government doesn't know what the standards are in different places and different people. So I think we do it from the ground up.